During COVID lockdown in Melbourne recently, 73-year-old Anne Trizer, who migrated from South Africa some years ago, combined her passion for travelling the world with her recently acquired digital skills. She told reporter Veronica Matheson that she'd signed up to the Australian government's free technology website, Be Connected, and it was one of the best things she's ever done. Anne also talked about her pre-COVID trip with husband David to Kassel in Germany to see brass plaques dedicated to his Jewish family who fled Germany before the Holocaust.
Anne, travel has been a very important part of your life, so I'd imagine that these days you're taking virtual trips around the world via your computer. So where have you been on your armchair travels?
I'm very interested in art, so I've seen many galleries all around the world. I've done the Venice Biennale. I've been into London museums, Paris museums, and our own National Gallery sends out a during lockdown, sends out a wonderful letter every Sunday and goes through various parts of the gallery and the latest Impressionist exhibition.
Terrific. So at least you're actually having a real feel for what's going on around the world. To begin with, you weren't terribly technically savvy, were you? But you're now going all over the world with your computer.
I learnt a lot through the Be Connected program. I have tried to influence many friends, and most people are, I'm not interested, and I want to say, just try it. It's such an amazing program with the way it's broken up. You know, you can stop, start, you don't have to complete a whole module, you can do part of a module. It really is an amazing program.
So you go online to do that.
It is free, and there are little quizzes at the end. It really holds your attention. It's not something that's boring, and whatever, even if one knows things, there's always a tip here and there that one can pick up.
This Be Connected site,
I got to it through Stay in Touch. I had once had a computer lesson in the Carnegie Library, and then during COVID, I saw that on a Tuesday, Stay in Touch, they were giving a free TTT, Tech Tip Tuesday, and that was through Zoom. And initially, I battled to get into it, but then it became easier for me, and I can do it easily now. That was wonderful because, first of all, you recognize the same faces every week. We sort of became a family. And then the tips that I picked up, and when I printed out the things that interested me and even showed my husband how to be safe on the computer, internet banking, it really was an amazing eye-opener for me.
Well, a lot of people, full stop, worry about scam. Again, you probably know quite a bit about them, do you?
I definitely learned that, and I'm very aware of, you know, you've got to look out for certain things, and through my learning, I'm very aware of that. So I won't be scammed.
Now, Anne, I know you're in your 70s and that you live in Melbourne. Were you, like so many of your age, a little bit nervous about getting onto the internet, and what changed your mind?
When our oldest daughter, Andy, came to Melbourne, they were the first in our family who emigrated to Australia. Email had just started. We had a computer at home, and I wrote down all the steps. Press this, then do that, press this. And I used to follow it every time I wrote to our children, you know, an email. But eventually I didn't have to follow the steps. I knew what I was doing.
Yeah. Where did you go from there?
And then I got a mobile phone, didn't know what to do. And of course, the youngsters know more than the oldsters. And they showed me. And then I got on, you know, the WhatsApp and the photos, etc.
Did you initially know what an app was?
No, not at all.
Now you're an expert and you know it's an application, and you probably tell everybody about it. Do you find it frustrating that some people say, oh, I don't want to know about technology?
I think you have to live with the times. and its technology is so amazing. Boggles my mind that how the young people just can do things so quickly. I mean, our youngest daughter, I think the phone is just connected to her body.
What's your advice to anyone who is nervous about approaching technology as an older person?
I'd say give it a try. The more you do it, the better you become.
You made a very special trip to a small town in Germany several years ago to learn about your family history. Tell me about that trip.
Well, David still has a first cousin in Germany that he's in contact with. He was the only one who didn't go to Israel. He fought for the Free French in France and then returned to Germany. And once when we went to Europe, and first we did a river cruise through France and then specially went to Germany. He fetched us in Düsseldorf and then he drove us to Kassel. And in Kassel, we met this amazing non-Jewish man who has taken it upon himself to organize these Stolpersteine, copper plaques that are placed outside the homes of people who pre-war lived there and were either deported, and it's on each plaque is the name, date of birth, and date of death, or if it says ermordet, if it was murdered, one of the camps. We met this gentleman who was extremely friendly, took us to his home, invited us in for a wonderful morning tea, and then we all drove to this park where the plaques were, and on the way stopped at a florist and they bought 10 yellow roses and they put a rose on each plaque. And this man, he's close, late 80s, on his hands and knees, they brought a little parcel with them with like brasso and cleaning cloths, and they go around Kassel and they keep these plaques in 100% condition. They are so keen to keep this alive and polish them on a regular basis.
What a lovely story. And it must have been a very moving occasion for you to have been there. Done a lot of travelling in the past. You don't feel comfortable that you will start travelling again?
No, I think my husband's 77, I'm 73, and we haven't seen lots of Australia, and we're very happy, even though travel in Australia is very expensive. We would like to see more of this country. And
will you do it in a comfortable way, or are you thinking of buying a caravan?
Oh, no, my husband would love to have a Winnebago. I say, forget about it. No, we would fly there and probably have a tour or something. We couldn't do it any other way.
Terrific. It's lovely talking to you, Anne, and I love your enthusiasm.
That was Anne Treiser, who keeps adding to her digital skills via the Australian government's digital learning site, Be Connected. It can be found at beconnected.esafety.com.au. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show.